Welcome back to the OU's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we are continuing our studies in the fourth chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin. Today we will be learning Mishnayos Beis and Gimel. Mishnah Beis says, Dinei hatumos v'hataros maschilin min hagadol, v'dinei nefashos maschilin min hatzad. So when the Sanhedrin is discussing matters of ritual purity and impurity, they start with the greatest judge among them. But when they're dealing with a capital case, when they're dealing with a case where someone could get the death penalty for something that he did, they start from the side. What does it mean they start from the side? So let's take a quick look in the Barton Uro. Min haketanim shebechachma shehayu yoshvin betzad. They start with the lesser judges, the ones who were the least among them, because they sat on the sides. So the greatest sat in the center, and then they decreased until they reached the sides. The Amar Kra, and we do this because the Pasuk tells us, Losana al Riv, Bekasiv Rav. So the Pasuk tells us not to answer a controversy, but the way it's spelled, it doesn't say Riv with a Yud, it says Rav without a Yud. So you shouldn't answer your rabbi. Klomar, Losana al Hamufla Shebe Beistin, Ulintos Hamidvarav. So that we shouldn't respond to the greatest one in the court in order to deviate from his words. L'fikach, ein shomin devarav ela basof. Therefore, we only hear what the greatest among them has to say at the end. It's sort of as if someone were to ask your rabbi his opinion on a matter and then ask you your opinion on the matter. If you differed in opinion from your rabbi, it would be kind of awkward for you to then get up and say it. But if they ask you first, it's not awkward if your rabbi then has a different opinion. So in this matter, we don't want to respond or contradict the greatest scholar, so we start with the smaller ones and work our way up. Continuing in the Mishnah, Hakok sherin ludun dine mamonos, ve'en hakok sherin ludun dine nefashos. Anyone is qualified to judge financial cases, but not everyone is qualified to judge capital cases. The only ones who are fit to judge capital crimes are Kohanim, Levim, and Yisraelim, who are fit to marry Kohanim. So they have to be at the greatest part of the general marriage pool. So let's look back in the Barton Uro. Hakol Sherem Ledun, Vafilu Ger, even a convert. And someone whose mother is Jewish, umamzer nami kasher ladun dine mamonos, and a mamzer, someone who's the product of an incestuous or an adulterous relationship, he can also be on a court to judge financial matters. Now let's take a little look in the Tosfos Yontif on husha tehe imo mi Yisrael, someone whose mother is Jewish. Diksiv, som tasim alecha melech mikerav achicha. So the Pasuk tells us to place a king over ourselves from among our brethren. Kol mesimos sha'ata mosim alecha lo yu ela mikerav achicha. So anyone who's placed in a position of authority must be someone from among our brethren. Bekivan the imo mi Yisrael, and since someone's mother is Jewish, mikerav achicha karinam bei. That person is considered from your brethren, I imagine, even if their father is not Jewish. Even more so when his father is Jewish. I don't know if that means to the exclusion of the mother or in addition to the mother, because if the mother is not Jewish, then the person in question would not be Jewish. So I assume it means if both parents are Jewish, it's not really clear. All right, let's continue now. Ve'en hakol ksherim, not everyone can judge capital cases. Diksiv. V'hakel me'alecha v'nasu itcha. So Moshe was told to gather to himself, and they should be with him. This is how the Sanhedrin was formed. B'dumyin lecha. So we see from the repetition of the words like you that it should be people who are like Moshe. Ma Moshe Rabbeinu Meyuchas, af Beisdin Meyuchasim. Just as Moshe had Yichus, he was fit to marry anyone in the congregation, so too that's a criterion for Beisdin, for the Sanhedrin. Let us now continue with Mishnah Gimel. Sanhedrin ha'isa kechatzi gor negula. The Sanhedrin was a semicircle. It was like half of a round threshing floor. Kedei shiyu roin ze et ze, so that the judges should be able to see one another. Ushnei sofrei hadayanim omdin lefnehen, and two court scribes stood in front of them, echad miyamin ve'echad mismol, one on the right side and one on the left side, v'kosven divrei hamazakin v'divrei hamachayvin, and they wrote down the words of those who argued for conviction and those who argued for acquittal. Rabbi Huda Omer Shlosha, Rabbi Huda says that there were three scribes. Echad kosev divrei hamazakin, ve'echad kosev Divrei HaMechayvin. One wrote the words of those favoring acquittal, and one wrote the words of those favoring conviction. V'hashlishi kosev Divrei HaMazakin v'Divrei HaMechayvin. And the third wrote down both the words of those who wanted to acquit and those who wanted to convict. And we look in the Bar Neuro. Rabbi Huda Omer Shlosha Hayu. There were three. Kadeshi Ushnei Edim Al Hamazakin Ushnei Al Hamechayvin. So there should be two records, witnesses as it were, for conviction and two for acquittal. The Ein Halacha Rabbi Huda, but the Halacha does not follow Rabbi Huda in this matter. Okay, that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this parak with Mishnah Yisdalid and Hey.